Okay. Thank you, Kent. Thank you all for being here today, which was supposed to be a basketball Sunday. As you're all aware, I made the announcement earlier today that Ron Zook would not be retained as the football coach at the University of Illinois. That was obviously, in a lot of ways, that's a difficult decision. Certainly, as I've said from the very beginning, I would assess the total body of work, not just the body of work that's that I've observed the last 3 months or so, but going back to the beginning of Ron's tenure 7 years back, which is not inconsistent with what I do for any of our other programs. But at the end of the day, I felt that after that assessment that it was time for new leadership for the University of Illinois football program, and that it was our best interest to move as quickly as possible. I met with Ron this morning in my office and informed him of that decision. Later in the day, Ron met with his assistant coaches and student athletes. I also met with his assistant coaches and student athletes. And I need to tell you, you make these decisions for a variety of reasons, but if it was Ron Zook is a fine human being, it was easily apparent in the short time that I've been with him. And as I told him this morning, if it was about, you know, Ron the person, he certainly would be worthy of a lifetime contract. But there's other things that come into play, and those are the reasons why I'm sitting here today. I've moved forward naming Vic Koning as interim coach to provide stability during the transition, but also knowing that we're going to prepare for an expected bowl invitation that hopefully will come down the road here in the near future. And then the process begins immediately. And it's my hope that concludes as soon as possible. Can't give you an exact timeline, but I plan on moving quickly with the search. I can tell you right now that I'm not going to get into naming names. Is this person a candidate? Is that person a candidate? I'm not going to get into that. Once this process starts, the next time you'll hear from me as it relates to the search process is when we're sitting up here announcing a new head football coach. So that's my opening statement. I'm certainly, I don't know if any of you have any questions, but I'm more than happy to answer those questions at this time.
Search committee?
The search committee, I will be certainly take the lead with the search committee. I'll involve other folks within Division of Intercollegiate Athletics, and certainly at the end of the day, I want President Hogan and Chancellor Weiss comfortable with the final outcome.
Mike, will you have to involve a search firm in any way, shape, or form, a department people or somebody else to help you maybe vet people at all?
At this point in time, I'm not planning on using a search firm. Certainly reserve the right to go that direction at some point in time if I feel it's necessary, but at this point in time, as we sit here today, no, I'm not using a search firm.
There's timing, there's rules on hires. Do you know what this situation is as it pertains to this position? I mean, do you have 2 weeks or 3 weeks that you have to allow to elapse before you can actually announce somebody, or could you do it tomorrow?
You're talking about University of Illinois
rules
and regulations. I believe there are. We will do our best to work through those. I certainly have to abide by those. I can't tell you as I sit here today the exact number of days and what that window looks like, but we certainly are beginning to work on that first thing tomorrow morning.
Do you have some general concepts? Are you looking for somebody with head coaching experience? Just any sort of general thoughts on who you might identify?
Well, Herb, it's history more leans towards head coaches, but I certainly would tell you that this is an open process that I wouldn't it wouldn't be exclusive to just head coaches. I'm a fan of hiring someone that believes in the holistic approach. It's not just about what happens on the field of competition, though we're here to win championships. What they their philosophy regarding academics and their kids in the community, and certainly being first-rate ambassadors, knowing that it has to, compliance is important. Someone with a clean record that deals day-to-day with integrity, and that needs to exude throughout their program. And someone, as you sat here and said, hey, at the University of Illinois, I could see that University of Illinois, I could see that person being the face of our program. So at the end of the day, in saying that, the holistic approach, you also want someone who has some success, a successful track record on the field of competition, in recruiting, in the classroom, in the community, and like I said, goes about and does things the right way.
Mike, you talked about an expected bowl. Would the person that you bring in probably not be involved in any way, shape, or form, or be around? What would be your strategy on that? Have you had that situation? Did you have that at Cincinnati?
Well, at Cincinnati, I could have wrote a book on the bowl process, or I'm sorry, the transition. After we were picked to go to the Sugar Bowl, and Brian Kelly had announced he was going to Notre Dame, our interim coach had taken the job, head job at Buffalo, and the coach I hired at Cincinnati, Butch Jones, had a Central Michigan team that was playing a bowl that he didn't coach. In that particular situation, he was more or less an observer. He was on the sidelines. I think it's probably too early to tell, but hopefully, you know, this process is buttoned up well before we kick off for our bowl game.
If that was the case, that coach, if you hired somebody, you wouldn't expect him to coach in the bowl game?
That would not be an expectation. I think answering Bob's question was more related, would he just kind of be on the sidelines and be an observer?
Mike, can you talk about just kind of what went into your decision-making process in your head? Obviously, a lot of fans were ready for this to be made, but again, they're bowl eligible back-to-back years, which is something that doesn't happen here a lot. I mean, is that conflicting in your mind at all?
Not really. There's a lot of things that go into this. Certainly primary is competitive success. And for me, really, you have to have success within your own conference. And, you know, over the past 7 years, we've won, you know, 32%. I think we've run roughly a third of our Big Ten games, and we have a winning record against one Big Ten team, that being Indiana. And if we're going to win Big Ten championships, and I don't see any reason why the Fighting Illini can't be thought of in those terms with other teams that are traditionally positioned to do that. So I think when you look at us as, first of all, in the conference, are we competitive? In a very good football conference, but when you're competing at the highest level, as you see with the other teams that are doing that, right, that's when your name's in the national picture. They're talking about you for BCS bowl games, and you're traditionally thought of as a top 25 team.
Have you talked to any of the assistant coaches, or do they stand besides Cohen?
Well, right now they're all on board during the transition, and certainly their fate at the end of the day really isn't determined by me. It's determined by the new head coach. And there is obviously history that will tell you there's a lot of head coaches out there that will retain some of the staff from the outgoing staff. Whether that's the case here, I really couldn't speak to that. That would be when you're sitting up here announcing a new head football coach. That certainly would be a question for them.
When did this ultimately come in your head that I have to do this? Was it yesterday? Was it 2 weeks ago? Was it after Purdue? I mean, is there a point where you realized I'm probably leaning this way, or I'm going to have to do this?
I was, you know, as I've always said, just continually assessing. Evaluating the process, certainly knowing the last couple weeks that something would change my mind, that we would do something at least competitively that would give me hope for the future. Certainly yesterday up in Minneapolis, I was hoping for a better outcome for the staff, for our student athletes, and for all of our fans, and certainly that didn't come. And really, as I've said, this has been an ongoing process. And last night, I really, you know, came to the final conclusion that it was time to move. And once I came to that conclusion, knowing it was in everybody's best interest to move forward as quickly as possible.
Maybe this is an impossible answer, but if that field goal goes through against Penn State, you win in overtime, are we not sitting here, or do we know that?
Yeah, I'm certainly not going to get into hypotheticals.
When you look at the attendance this year and a lot of crowds in the 40,000 range, did you look at that as a reflection of maybe dwindling support for the coach? Was that more maybe the economic times? And how did you gauge that in the process?
I would gauge that more on the competitive success and having a history of winning. And I mean, I think it's easy in some ways to use the economy as an excuse, but there's a lot of schools right now that are filling up their stadiums, and people are finding a way to make it work. this program, you need to feel like there's hope and there needs to be a certain buzz around it. People are getting excited and that you're selling tickets. And then when an Ohio State or a Wisconsin shows up, that the stadium's being sold. Matter of fact, the demand exceeds the capacity. And that's not really where we are at right now. But the hope is that someday we get there. And whether we're playing the College of Charleston or Indiana or Michigan, that we're playing in front of a full stadium.
With a lot of schools looking for head coaches right now as well, does that make the process any tougher to find somebody with a lot of the schools going essentially for the same pool of people?
Well, I don't know if we're all necessarily going for the same pool of people. I think that the jobs that come open, there are folks that would be deemed a better fit at some schools than others. There might be places, whether it's on the West Coast or down the Southeast, and or maybe the Northeast, where certain candidates wouldn't make sense for the University of Illinois. I've had to do this. Fortunately, it was more because of success at the University of Cincinnati twice, and you have to deal with that somewhat. But I tell you what, us at the University of Illinois should be thankful that we have a lot to sell. I mean, we are a member of the Big Ten Conference, which is the best conference in the country when you look at academics and athletics. We've got a great infrastructure. We've got great resources. We've got first-rate facilities. Look at our fan base. You know, we've got a great fan base, got a great alumni base. The people here in Champaign are tremendous. They're welcoming. They're warm. I'm an easy guy to dislike, and they've accepted me with open arms. So I'm the poster boy for that, and I've really enjoyed that thus far. But also the fact that we are at a great academic institution, we're a public Ivy, so we have a lot to sell. And I think if I'm going to get into a competition with others who are looking for a head football coach, I certainly would put our tail to the tape up against anybody's.
Coaching salaries have gone up a lot in the last few years. I mean, are you going to have to pay more, significantly more, than what Coach Zook was getting paid?
You know, John, I think at the end of the day that just depends on the coach and where you end up. I don't think I could say that definitively. You're correct. You know, salaries are going up all the time, and you need to keep up with that if you're going to be competitive, and that's part of the overall package. And we certainly want to be competitive. And we don't want to lose what we believe are great candidates because we can't afford to pay them the going rate.
Does Coach's buyout come down to, is it 1.3 per year for 2 years, or what? Can you identify a number on that?
That's correct. And that will be paid out of DIA funds. We're not getting any university funds to make that happen.
And that's over a two-year period. I mean, you don't have to pay the 2.6 in 1 year.
That's correct, Lauren. It's on an annual basis over the course of 2 years.
Hard job to find a person who can do what you're talking about. You've been around here for a little while now. Are you still of the belief that person's out there, that there's no obstacles in the way to prevent them from achieving the kind of success?
Well, I really think, you know, when I look at this job and when I went through the process of deciding whether I was going to be at the University of Illinois and did all my homework, I sat here and said, why can't the University of Illinois be successful in everything? And that includes football. I mean, you go around the Big Ten. Our facility's terrific. We've got great support facilities for football. It's a great academic institution. It's a great community. We should be able to recruit here. We should be able to recruit in Illinois, a great high school base in not only in Illinois but in this region. We should be able to do well there, all those things that lead to having a successful program on the field. So I think the pieces are there. I have not seen anything that tells me that we don't have what it has as far as resources and infrastructure to have a successful program. I truly believe that can happen. And I can tell you what, I think I was playing in a less competitive league. I get that in the Big East. But I was also at a program that had the least as far as any football program. And we went to two straight BCS bowl games, and they're in the mix right now to go to three in the last 4 years. So I think it can happen. I'm optimistic it can happen. But getting the right person in place is going to go a long way to making that come to fruition.
The staff salaries have gone up considerably over the last couple of years. Is it your hope to maintain that and kind of stay where you are within the Big Ten and that type of thing. Talk about the assistant salaries.
Yeah, I think we, once again, I think we need to be competitive. And certainly that's always part of the discussion when you're talking to head coaching candidates or, you know, what's the assistant coach pool going to look like? And you want to make sure that you're getting the right coaches and that they're being fairly compensated.
Have you been studying this for, you know, do you make this a routine part of your job to study potential coaches over time, you know, well ahead of when you would need to hire them?
Well, it's I think you do that whether you feel you're going to be put in this position or not, regardless of the sport. And in good or bad, I've been through this a few times in recent times, so I think I know what the template looks like. But I know a lot of people out there. You know, I know a lot of conference commissioners and ADs and football coaches and people who've formerly served in some of those roles. So I think I've got a good resource or a reference base to work with.
So we can say what you did 2 years ago kind of set you up for this particular. I mean, the names wouldn't change much over 2 years, would they?
Yeah, I don't. I think I can't really say that for sure. Lauren, you know, there might be some commonality out there. I can't say that for sure. There's always opportunities where people within that time period rose up for different reasons. But there's a lot of good coaches out there. And when that intersects with having a good opportunity, which we have here at University of Illinois, we should end up with a good candidate pool.
Is it no longer short your mental list of candidates right now?
I couldn't really give you a particular number. Generally what happens is I have a smaller list that grows initially, then I pare it down fairly quickly, and that's the base with which I work. Which I move forward.
Can we presume that you've told the assistant coaches to recruit as if they were going to still be here?
Yes, that is true. Yep, business as usual.
Do you have contact, or do you have the coaches talk to the athletes that are committed?
That would be the plan. I will also reach out to them, but it's my intent to honor any commitments that we have out right now, and hopefully those student athletes still have an interest in attending the University of Illinois.
With the back-to-back bowl games, I mean, would you still consider this program a rebuilding project to maybe get it to the level that you would like it? I mean, will a new coach will have to be a patience zone?
I think that a project is probably a strong word. There's some tweaking, you know, the level of tweaking, but I don't think this is a reclamation project. I don't think this is a reality show for Extreme Makeover, anything but. I think we've got a great foundation base, and certainly that's a credit to Coach Zook and his staff and the kids that are on the roster right now. But no, I think that we have some things that we need to do, but I don't think it's something that we're taking to ground zero and starting over by any means.
Not to get into any of your secrets, but will you be here working or out in the world working, or a combination of both?
Combination of both. Well, that was a multiple choice. Wasn't that a multiple choice, Bob?
Are you here multiple times, or are you on the phone?
It's a combination of things. It really is. There's no rhyme or reason necessarily as to how, you know, unless my wife needs to tell me I have to spend a certain percentage of time at home, there's no rhyme or reason to where I am and when.
Mike, when you talked about the job, you said one of us asked you what's your strength, and you said you're good at hiring coaches. This is your first big hire. How important of a hire is this for your tenure here at the university?
Well, I think it's extremely critical. It's, you know, our job is about people. And I make a lot of hires that I deem as being important every day, and this certainly will be one of them. And other people, in addition to myself or other than myself, would deem this as a very important and critical hire. And I've always said, and I don't think this is foreign to any of you, that to have success for your other programs, that your football and men's basketball programs, you know, those revenue sports, those high-profile sports need to be healthy, and that's certainly the case here. So, you know, getting us on a track where we're having consistent success in football, which translates to a certain buzz in the community, which translates to more people coming to Memorial Stadium, which obviously increases revenues into your programs, is extremely important.
Can you talk about your decision to go Vic in the interim instead of maybe another assistant coordinator?
Yeah, really it was, you know, I think I think our student athletes have great respect for all of our coaches. I think, you know, Vic and what he's done this year defensively, but most importantly, you know, Vic has been a head coach. He has a, you know, he's been there and has a good feel for what that looks like, and certainly, you know, I'm comfortable with him in that position, and he was, you know, more than willing to take on that role, because at the end of the day, it's all about the student athletes and making sure that there's some normalcy moving forward as best possible, but also the intent that we're preparing ourselves for a bowl game.
Right, without getting into too many details, can you kind of describe how your conversation went with Coach Zook? And was he surprised? What was his reaction to the invitation?
You know, Coach Zook was great, and you know, we both left the room very positive, and that wouldn't surprise me with Ron. I think Ron, in a very difficult times, tough times the last couple of weeks, certainly been in the microscope. At least the best I can tell, has handled it very well. He's been very positive. He was the same way when we met in my office this morning. And I would anticipate, you know, that's, I think this is, you know, as I mentioned, Ron the person, I don't think anyone questions that. And he's an A-plus person, and certainly has done great things for us and set a foundation that hopefully we can work off of and get this program to where we really want it to be.
You have an associate director starting, I think, Wednesday or Thursday. How involved will he be in this search process, or will he have other things to deal with?
He'll be involved. You know, I will lean on a few of the staff members in the DIA. Jason Leonard, who you had mentioned, coming in from Miami of Ohio. Jason has been on the front lines of this just in the last couple of years himself at the Miami of Ohio, hiring football coaches. Just in the last year, if you recall, they hired Don Treadwell, who was at Michigan State, who took over for Mark D'Antonio. Don was an offensive coordinator at Cincinnati when I was there. So Jason's been on the front lines with that. He gets it, and certainly he's someone that I would get involved in assisting in the process.
When you assess a coach, do you look at what has happened with players off of the field and problems they may have had, you know, legally through the years? And I don't know if here the number is normal, high or low, but just how much do you look at those things?
Well, I think when you look at the total body, you've probably heard me use those two words a number of times, but when you look at the total body, that comes into play. I mean, certainly for us, we want to have student athletes and anybody that represents, you know, the Fighting Illini to be first-rate ambassadors, do things the right way, exhibit good citizenship out in the community. That's important. We take those matters seriously. And certainly when those things aren't happening, there has to be consequences for those involved. But, you know, does it come into play in the big picture? Sure, it comes into play. But, you know, and I can't answer the question whether, you know, we're more or less. I really can't answer that. But I know I've been at six schools, and it happens everywhere. And doesn't mean it's okay. Certainly at the end of the day, we all need to make sure we're doing our best to represent the University of Illinois.
We have time for about one more question.
Sort of a similar question about recruiting, I guess. Did you look at the recruiting situation here, and was that a particular concern, the quality of the recruits who have been coming in over the last season?
Quality from the standpoint of what they're doing on the field? Well, it's, you know, I don't have a, you know, an exact sense, because some of these student athletes are still young. I mean, we don't know where they'll end up. And, you know, I never put a lot of stock into the number of stars that someone comes on campus with. I've been in a situation where, you know, someone's a two-star at Cincinnati, and then, you know, they decommit and commit to the Buckeyes, and all of a sudden they become a four-star. So I don't put a lot of stock in that. I really think that it's probably, you know, that's a work in progress with a lot of these student-athletes. And, you know, I think Coach Zook and his staff have reputations of being strong recruiters. I also think that, you know, I get it, that when it's being questioned whether you're going to be here for the long haul, it affects potential or prospective student-athletes, knowing whether that's the coach that's going to be there and should you make a commitment to that school.